Welcome to a Sportscastle special. I'm here with Josh from the Smashing Crossbar podcast. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good. We're here at Leichhardt Oval, a bit of catch-up soccer on. We've got the youth game in front of us at the moment, under-20s, I think it is, Hamilton Olympic against Valentine, being moved up here due to wet pitches elsewhere. But we're here, mate, to have a bit of a rundown on the NPL, the new FM, and the FFA Cup as we start to get to the heated parts of each season respectively, mate. Yeah. Now, you run the soccer podcast I touched on. You've got a few other projects. Give us a bit of a rundown on your soccer background.
Yeah, mate. Look, as I said, I've obviously played a little bit of NPL or NBN State League back when it was back in the day. But started on my YouTube channel, Smashing Crossbar Podcasts, with obviously a good mate of mine down in Melbourne. And look, as I said, we're just covering pretty much all A-League basis, a little bit of obviously Premier League as we roll into that. And it's pretty much all football related stuff, very, very heavily Jets related, which
all football stuff should be, mate.
Yeah, well, as I said, born and bred in Newcastle, so obviously it's going to be fairly Jets related. Played plenty of NBN State League, played in the lower leagues in the new FM league as well with the Stags. We're just starting out and hopefully, you know, build up to hopefully getting game coverage, obviously with a few interviews with obviously Jets players, hopefully.
Yeah, lovely, mate. So, definitely the right man to step in for Jared this week, mate, on the soccer. Yeah, it's not necessarily his forte. The rugby code's more his forte, and he'll join us for the regular podcast this week. But might start off, mate. You touched on the Jets there. They obviously went away on their little pre-season tour and did a bit of a clinic up in Foster and Port Macquarie and cleaned some cobwebs out. Some blokes, the Hoff, Roy O'Donovan, put some balls in the back of the net.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Obviously, Hoffy, first half hat-trick. So, obviously, starting pretty much where he left off last season. And obviously, a few of the younger blokes getting in there as well. Obviously, we had Thurgate netting there as well at the last one. And, obviously, 7-0 at half-time. Really wasn't a...
I think that looks like they put the cue in the rack in the second half a little bit and just went to patterns and practicing a few things. But
obviously, you know, with O'Donovan obviously out for the first 10 weeks of the season, for him to get a run, obviously not score a goal, obviously he may be still feeling the effects of obviously the punishment that he's been served. So
yeah, mate, there'll be a few people questioning why that is. It's obviously that suspension only applies to FFA sanctioned fixtures, which is FFA Cup and competition matches basically. So trial games, pretty much anything else he can turn out in. So
yeah, look, it'll be interesting to see if he gets a run obviously in the first qualify for the Asian Champions League, because it's not sanctioned on the FFA. So I'm not 100% sure in the ruling, but I believe he could possibly turn out.
I'm going to take a punt and say if it doesn't count towards his suspension, they'll play him in it. Well, just depends on match fitness, obviously, whether they just use him off the bench or...
That's my big thing, because obviously there'll be a few games in, I'd imagine, before the first qualifier, and with him not being really getting game time, and I'm guessing I don't even know where he's going to really play, because obviously the NPL will be virtually finished, and, sitting on the bench.
I was a little bit intrigued, actually. I thought they might have actually tried to roll him out. I didn't know how that would work in the Jets youth as one of the overage players in the development squad that plays in the NPL, because, I mean, they can't make the finals or anything like that, but... Got a few games left. It would have been some good yards in the legs, I suppose. But
yeah,
100%. The NPL being what it is, would only take one lunatic to go after him, mate. So,
yeah, exactly right. Yeah, maybe just rest him on the bench, I think.
On the Jets, mate, just before we finish up there, obviously the season draw came out as well, mate. Plenty of away trips. I think it's a double to Wellington this year. So we had them at home twice last year. So, and I think
actually talking to a good mate of mine, and obviously we done Brisbane last year for the obviously away tour and a few others there over the last season. And yeah, Wellington's obviously the main one we're looking at, obviously in March, second time we go over there. So yep, that's definitely obviously on the cards.
The first one's a bit of short notice for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, I was actually pretty upset about it, because, you know, as I said, we were all talking, you know, like, oh, you know, wouldn't mind doing Adelaide and Wellington this year, and first two rounds, obviously Wellington and Adelaide away. So it sort of didn't give us much time to really get there. But yeah, there's a few Wednesday weird ones. There's Wednesday Central Coast.
Yep, yeah.
Free derby on a Wednesday.
There was one of them in Sydney last year. So, and it is something, I mean, it's probably how you and I first got in touch, is talking about, you know, bolstering this away support. One of the supporters of the show, Primax Sports Tours, that I've got a bit to do with. Yes. They're really going to drive that this year, hopefully, and try and get some groups together. And I know from talking to a couple of other guys who are involved in it, they want to look at even just, you know, putting together some groups to go down on the train for the Sydney and the Central Coast games, as, you know, inside of that, you know, the NCL and some of those guys, and alongside it, to really build that away support and make it a bit more ferocious. I mean, there's some games we're always good at the derbies, but a couple of Sydney games that last year, the numbers weren't so great. So and it's hard with some of those midweek ones, but if anyone is interested, then definitely get in touch with either of us through our shows and certainly link you into the groups.
100%. I said I'm part of the NCL, so obviously I know all the boys through that. So by all means, you know, if you know any of the guys in the NCL, get on board and, yeah, we'll tee it up and make it happen.
Yeah, lovely, mate. And as I said, Primex Sports Tours will be organising some tours for the longer ones as well. So, yep. And hopefully we can look at, you know, bolstering those by having some groups and some, you know, social events outside of just the soccer and really build that group up and, you know, continue to grow it. Because at the end of the day, having that, if we can take a 12th man away with us, so to speak, is a huge boost because not many sides have that advantage. And Melbourne Victory certainly showed it on their road to the final. So 100%
there, mate.
We might jump in, mate, and we might start with the MPL and let's have a look at the run home. We'll start with last round's results. So I'll just fire through those quickly. So most of them went fairly well to script, barring the final one. So Lambton 3, Valentine 0. Maitland 2 beat the Jets 0. Edgeworth 1, Hamilton 0. Broadmeadow and Adamstown played out a 1-1 draw. A little bit of a surprise, but Rosebuds have created some difficulties for a few teams this year.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Another ex side of mine. Obviously played with the Buds pretty much all my juniors and obviously a bit of time there in the NPL. And, yeah, look, you know, personally I've got a massive soft spot for him and it's good to see him finally firing back up towards the top end of the ladder and not down in the new FM where they were for a while there. So, yeah, no, yeah, good result against Magic.
Yeah, one of the sides I've also got a soft spot for, mate, former work colleague of mine, Benny Kelly, is the goalkeeper there at Adamstown, and he is a bit of a character. Found himself in a bit of strife the other week, as many would know. The final game of the round, Western 3, they defeated Charlestown City 0 in, well, I mean, Western beating Charlestown would have been a bit of an upset, but to do it admittedly at home, but 3 goals to a clean sheet, not a bad day out.
Yeah, look, mate, Charlestown looked good, mate. They looked good at the start of the season. They, you know, were flying high. Everyone was like, you know, sweet. They're looking the goods. Obviously, they had a few decent signings and obviously a few blokes come in.
Yeah.
You know, Lubo, obviously, big name there. And yeah, everyone was looking to see what he can do and see if he still sort of got it. And, you know, he's shown glimpses.
Mate, he still shows plenty. Even more so, not even just with the ball at his feet and his defensive technique, just the way he gets the boys, sort of, you know, that voice at the back. And I mean, anyone that's seen any of his social knows that he's not short of a word to say.
His size as well, mate. He's massive.
He's a big bloke and he's doesn't mind using his size and his voice to try and intimidate but also inspire. So it'll be interesting to see if they can turn it around because they're starting to slip down now and the pressure's going to be on, especially depending on the result tonight. Obviously, if the game tonight goes as predicted, that'll see Hamilton pull level with them, which, you know, 6 or 7 weeks ago would have seemed a long way away when there was probably a dozen points between them.
Yeah, 100%, mate, 100% there.
So let's have a look, mate. As the ladder stands at the moment, we've got Edgeworth in first on 33, Lambton 3 points back on 30.
Yep.
Broadmeadow dropped back to 29, Maitland 25, Charlestown 22. The Jets 20, as we touched on, they can't compete in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter where they finish. And Hamilton 19, Adamstown 17, Lake Max and Western both on 16, and Valentine sitting a long way back in 8. Before we go too deep into it, mate, I'm pretty much going to draw a line below Hamilton.
Yeah.
With the game in hand. In saying that, if they do lose tonight, they're going to have a really big job in front of them. Even a draw tonight will make it a bit of hard work. As I said, a win tonight puts them, that'll actually leapfrog Charlestown into fifth and only one win outside of those top four.
Yeah, look, mate, as I said, it's pretty safe up the top there between, I think, Lambton and Edgy with the run home. But again, Maitland and Charlestown, obviously, they slip up anywhere. Obviously, yeah, Olympic with the win tonight can obviously easily chase them down.
Yeah, mate, we might have a look through. We'll go through. I'm not going to delve too deep into the lower teams, but we might go from Hamilton up and have a look at those runs home and just sort of just have a quick look and have a look at the difficulty. So Hamilton obviously have Valentine tonight, which, you know, most punters, if you're going to put your money on it, you'd probably put a little wager on Hamilton to get home.
but
you can never say anything. It's surety in this league, obviously.
Yeah, look, mate, you know, Valentine, obviously, you know, by the looks of it, eight points. They're struggling big time. And unfortunately, obviously, without a great deal of talent in their side, as in, you know, experienced players, it was always going to be tough for them. But look, you know, as I said, hopefully we'll see what happens next year. They'll be able to bounce back and they may surprise next year, mate. But yeah, I think Olympic tonight will be too strong.
Yeah, lovely. So allowing for that, obviously, as we said, that'll put Hamilton up into the top five there. They then have a run home. They see Maitland, out of their 5 games remaining, they've got Maitland, Jaffers and Magic. Maitland, Jaffers and Western all at home and Lake Mac and Magic away. So not an easy run, but certainly they'd be certainly targeting maximum points against Lake Macquarie and Western, I would have thought, and hoping that home ground's enough to get the points against at least one of those others to put them right in the mix.
Yeah, they should pick up 6 points pretty easy, and you know, hopefully, obviously, yeah, do over a Lambton or Magic, and possibly get a draw out of the last one would, yeah, maybe see mine.
Yeah, I think when I run a few sort of mathematical projections on this, and I think the cutoff's probably going to be 31, 32, somewhere there.
Yep.
So realistically, if they get the win tonight, that's still going to leave them wanting at least 9, probably 10 points. Yep. With 6 in the bank, can they get out of Maitland, Jaffers and Magic? Can they pick up another 4 points? That's going to be the thing. They're going to need to get a win against one of those top sides, which at the end of the day, they're going to need to do if they want to go any further than sneaking into fourth place too.
100%, 100%.
So, I mean, not the toughest run home of everyone. We'll have a look at that in a minute too, but certainly not a smooth sailing run home either. We'll move up to the Jets, who, as we said, they don't make the finals, but they could certainly cause some havoc for a few sides.
Very much so.
Technically, all away games. They don't have a home ground, so that's the advantage for the teams that do play them. But depending on which Jets team you get and depending on where the Jets are with their preseason, who they've taken with them, could very much affect this team.
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, with the likes of Vigili and that, who's obviously gone away. He went away for the tour just gone. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there, whether he gets a contract with the Jets or he goes back to Magic to finish off the last couple of games. Obviously, sitting leading goal scorer at the moment. So scoring plenty of goals. Unfortunately, defence for him is letting him down a little bit.
It's a little bit of handbags at 10 paces out here in the game on the field, mate. It's getting entertaining. So obviously their big thing, I'm sure that's what they'd be targeting as a squad, is really having a crack at a couple of these sides in coming weeks. Obviously, they've got Lake Macquarie next, probably not a game that affects the finals, as we said, but then they play Jaffers and Magic back-to-back before having Western and then finishing up the Charlestown, and potentially could be in a box seat to, you know, stop Charlestown making the finals.
Yeah, look, very much so, very much so. I personally think that Charlestown game at the end there is going to be make or break for them. I believe that Charlestown will scrape in, but at the end of the day, you know, only time will tell. They've got a pretty tough run themselves.
Yeah, they do have a tougher run there, Charlestown, and probably looking at them, who we'll move on to next, they've probably got the second toughest run home, looking at the strength of it. And one of the biggest factors that's going to hurt them is the fact that in the second last round, they do have a bye, and obviously no opportunity to get points there, so... next up, they've got Edgeworth, which is not going to be an easy game. It never is. This, you know, Edgeworth season campaigners, they'd still be hurting that they missed out on that FFA Cup round of 32 for the first time.
Yeah.
They'll certainly be looking at bouncing back. And then they've got a few of the sides. They've got Adamstown, who, as we said, they can sort of, you know, turn up against anyone on their day, but they can also, as we've seen earlier in the year, concede a bag of goals, so you don't know what you're going to get there. So
yeah,
that one with two sides at the moment, both unpredictable.
Yep.
And then into Valentine away, which, you know, they'd be hoping to get 3 points from, but who knows, and then finishing up with the bye and then the Jets. So I've actually got Charlestown missing by a point when I ran my predictions based on the fact of that difficult run home. And, you know, looking at the numbers, they've, as I said, they've got the second toughest run home based on who they play and where they're at there.
Yeah, no, mate, as I said, I've personally got them. I've got them just scraping in over Maitland. I don't think Maitland... I think they're running out of legs, personally, just from watching a couple of games. Obviously, you're living up in Thornton, so I've been to a couple of games. So, yeah, look, mate, I think at the end of the day, they're going to run out of legs, and I think Charlestown might just pip them.
Yeah, I've actually got Hamilton sneaking into fourth, because as we're about to touch on, Maitland have by far the toughest run home. They do take on all the other sides that I've got making the top four in Hamilton and Edgeworth back-to-back away games the next 2 weeks. And then I have Lake Macquarie at home, which has to be a must-win 3 points. And then they take on the Jaffers away and then finish with the Magic at home, which could be a very crucial game. And you probably don't want to be going into, even though it's a home game, you probably don't want to be going into needing a win against Broadmeadow to scrape into the finals.
Nah, that'd be definitely the last thing you'd be looking at, mate. And like I said, they've definitely by far got the toughest run home, and good luck to them, I'd say, mate, because they're going to need it.
Yeah, they certainly will. And I think in the back of their minds too, as we said, Lake Macquarie, they've had a couple of tough tussles with them in both the FFA Cup and the regular season so far. So That's not a gimme for them either. But again, Maitland's one of those sides with some of the experience they've got low, and you've got a guy like Matty Thompson running around. You can never write off what they can do.
Oh,
and
no,
I won't be surprised to see any of those sort of six sides make the finals. As you say, I'd be pretty surprised if Edgeworth and Lanton both missed. One of them could drop, but they'd need to. I mean, they're both, well, I mean, Edgeworth's pretty much over that cutoff already that we talked about, and Lanton only need a bye, only need a draw in a couple of games, even though they've got the bye next week. So, next up, mate, Broadmeadow. So they've probably got one of the easier runs home, allowing for the fact that they do have a bye in there, though. So they take on Valentine this week, which I think would be certainly welcomed by them after that draw against Adamstown. They'll be looking to capitalise and get maximum points.
Yeah, obviously with Valentine here playing tonight midweek, obviously not the longest turnaround for them. So, yeah, I think come Saturday will be a very much struggle for Valentine.
Yes, then they have the week off. Then they take on the Jets Youth. Again, they'll be aiming for the 3 points against the Jets Youth, because the 3 points there and the 3 points if they pick up against Valentine would see them pass that cutoff on 35 and, you know, counting their chickens almost, and hoping that they could then have a crack at maybe a top two spot and, you know, take on a weaker side, rather than you don't want to fall to third or fourth and maybe have to take on a high-flying Edgeworth if they're on a run.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Obviously, they've also got to take into account that they do head off to Canberra, I believe, next week for that FFA Cup match. So
lines up nicely with their bye, though, doesn't it?
It does. It definitely worked out pretty well there. So,
yeah, and it's something we didn't really take into consideration with Charlestown. Both sides, actually, funnily enough, will play Valentine, then go and have an FFA Cup game, and then have a bye. So that's as blessed as you could get, I think.
Pretty good rest period, obviously, against Valentine there.
Yeah, so. I would. And see, that's the other thing is, do they weigh up the value of an FFA Cup fixture versus, especially, you know, Broadmeadow, which we'll get to the FFA Cup in a bit, but versus, you know, maybe taking, certainly in Broadmeadow's position, maybe just going, okay, we'll make sure we get one, maybe 3 points against Valentine. We'll field a little bit lighter side so that we're fresher heading into the finals.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to overly put on a weaker side against Valentine, but obviously if there are any niggles, I think they will sit those guys out.
Yeah.
But if everyone's fit to go,
Certainly too. If they, I wouldn't be surprised to see them go all guns blazing, try and put a couple of early goals on Valentine, and then bring the names off.
100%.
We move on from Broadmeadow to probably one of the title contenders, the bigger of the title contenders, the Jaffers. They've got a who's who of former A-League stars all across the paddock, mate. Although, I mean, there's plenty of them scattered through the comp.
Yeah.
And they've got the bye this week, which obviously doesn't necessarily help their cause. But as we said, they only really need to walk away with, you know, 3 points along this last five rounds and they should be home.
Yep.
They then take on the Jets at home. Hamilton away, Maitland at home, and Lake Macquarie away. I think Linton would be very comfortable in backing themselves to pick up between 6 and 9 points, especially with the fact that, you know, they don't have that distraction of FFA Cup like some of the sides do. It'll be interesting this year in that the top two sides don't have that distraction.
Yeah, very much so, mate. As I said, Lambton, last year's champions. So, you know, obviously, again, still up the top where you would most likely predict them to be, obviously, with the talent and the depth they've got. They've got a pretty sweet run home, obviously, sitting in second spot there. You know, Jets Youth, they've had a few tricky runs with obviously the Jets over the season and so forth. But you know, again, a pretty comfortable 6 points at least, should be 9 as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I've looked at it. I've pinned them for 9 and to finish the season on 39 points. The final side obviously is the form side of the competition. Daniel McBreen's Edgeworth, mate. They're in good form. They've got a couple of big games in the next 2 weeks, but then it's a bit of almost a slide down from there. They almost can be a negative for you though, because we'll run through their draw. They've got Charlestown away, Maitland at home, two games that you can't take easily. Obviously Charlestown here this weekend at Lyle Carr, I expect there'll be a big crowd and it's a crucial game for Charlestown. And I'd say if Edgeworth can get the win, it'd all but lock up, you know, that top two spot, and then another win will lock in a minor premiership, I'd expect. But Charlestown will be fighting tooth and nail. They then go home to host Maitland. And then they literally climb their way down the ladder with Adamstown, Lake Macquarie and Valentine to finish. But yeah, it could be quite interesting those last three rounds. Not depending on what Adamstown offer against them,
yep.
they could be quite short of a tested physical run coming into the first leg of the finals.
Yeah, look, you know, obviously Charlestown's obviously going to be there. Should be their hardest game, obviously, of the remaining couple they've got left. But again, Charlestown's been performing at the moment.
Depends which side turns up.
Yeah, 100%. So definitely depends on which side turns up there, mate. They could end up on a flogging, or it could be a tussle for them, mate.
They beat Magic the other week. They lost to Western. Yeah, they're probably the best way to describe Charlestown's Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
So, mate, so when I've run through, I've finished with Edgeworth with the minor premiership. You'd be a brave man with them, a game clear and no distractions to tip otherwise, I think, and their run home as well.
Yep.
So I've got them finishing on 44. I've then got Lambton and Broadmeadow both finishing on 39, which would see the Magic finishing second based on current goal difference.
Yep.
And then I've got Hamilton. I think they're going to cause some troubles, and if they can get the win tonight, I see them finishing on about 31 or 32 points. 1 point in front of Maitland and 2 in front of Charlestown, which would see them slip into fourth, and it'd be a very disappointing crew here at Lowcar Oval if they do end up dropping to 6 after leading for the first half of the season.
Yeah, mate, absolutely. I've got Edgy obviously on top. I don't think they're going to be beaten. Lambton I've got still sitting second. I think obviously with the run home, they should hopefully get safe, obviously, with the second spot there. Magic obviously scraping into third spot, and my dark horse will be Charlestown, I think. I think they'll finally get their shit together and hopefully pull something out of the hat and squeeze in there, mate.
Yeah, I think my big concern too with Hamilton, I did see Stuart Salix got some calf issues as well, which is obviously a big loss for them, and they're still waiting to see on Leo Bertos' return. So it'll be interesting to see where those two fall, because obviously the experience of them in quite a young side could be quite crucial on a, you know, not outrageously difficult, but tough enough run home for a team that's quite inexperienced. We talked about it during the week, so the finals fall out as a 1v4, 2v3, two-leg semi. I'm going to be honest, I can't see Edgeworth with the consistency of them being beaten over a two-week semi-final. Just even if they have an off week, they don't have two.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get beat, whether whoever it may be who slots into fourth there, whether it be Charlestown, Olympic, whoever. I think they're going to be safe.
The only way I can see them troubled is if a full-strength Lambton somehow falls to fourth. Even a Magic, if Vigili's back on deck, I don't see them really challenging him over 180 minutes of, or possibly more, of football.
Yep.
But that, you know, based on what we've both said, whether it's second versus third, does it just changes, you know, who plays at home first?
Yep.
Lambton playing Broadmeadow, that promises to be two cracking weeks of footy, mate.
Will be, yeah, definitely two cracking weeks of football. Hopefully the Jaffers can get up. Obviously, my cousin actually plays for the Jaffers, Benny Hayes, so hopefully he can fire up and obviously a few more goals. He's been banging a few in this season, so... look, mate, as I said, hopefully Lambton will get over the top of them and obviously see another edgy Lambton grand final.
Mate, it'd be great to see the big guns come together. I mean, it'd be nice to see change too, don't get me wrong. But, at this stage, if I was putting some money on it, I wouldn't be game to back against Edgeworth just with their pure experience and, you know, especially with the addition of Josh Rose from the Central Coast in the year. Daniel McBreen, he's just class. Like, just injects himself when he needs to and... had a way early in the year of stealing a couple of games from the Death. And, if it gets into an arm wrestle, I think the only way I can see anyone beating Edgeworth is, as I said, in a one-off game and really just putting a couple of early ones on them and really just, you know, holding them out. But you've got to get a decent gap, because even if you're up by, you know, 2 goals with 10 to go, you're not safe from Edgeworth.
No, mate, yeah. I personally don't see Lambton actually getting over them this year. But if it does go to the grand final, I think the form that Edgeworth are in at the moment is, you know, class, and... I think they'll get home,
I think. Yeah, right, mate. Well, you've heard it here first. We're both tipping Edgeworth, so that should stop them from winning.
Yeah.
I can stop a train, mate, so don't worry about that. Might jump down. We'll go down the tier, mate. Although from seeing some of the highlights recently, some of these games have been absolute crackers. We'll jump into the New FM League One, I think is the correct name of it at the moment. Yep. It's hard to keep up. They change the name so bloody often.
Absolutely.
So we'll just have a quick run through again last week's results, mate. Cahiba 2, Wallsend 3, South Cardiff 6, Toronto Wobble 1, mate. Your Stag's not looking too good. She's been a tough year.
I'm glad I got out when I did.
They'll be bringing Tree Halpin back out of retirement again, or is he still playing?
I think he's still playing, to be
fair. I can remember as a kid, I would have been all 8 or 9 going and watching him play for Breakers at Breakers Stadium, or the Gardens as it is now. Actually, Wallsend's home ground, mate. So he'd feel at home when he travels to Wallsend.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is a cult hero there, Troy Halpin, back in the day. Him and Clayton Zane.
Yeah.
I love those days of the Breakers. You get a sellout crowd of 4,500 and you get the on the pitch after the game. It was great.
Yep.
New Lambton 0, Belmont Swansea 3, Thornton, your local side, mate, 2-2 draw with Singleton, Cessnock 0, Cooks Hill 5. Mate, Cooks Hill, they wrapped up the minor premiership with that win, and I think they got a 4 and against about plus 700.
Oh, mate, Cooks Hill, seriously, when are they going to get the chance to come up?
I don't understand. Like, just make it a 12-team comp in the top and put them up. I'd back them to beat Valentine, Western, and probably Lake Macquarie half the time, and
yeah.
I think they mix it with some of the other sides. It's,
Well, you figure they go up, obviously they'll get more obviously players in there, and a few of the younger ones obviously drop back down. But yeah, no, look, as I said, Cooks Hill, far too good.
And it can't be a facility or anything like that. The facility there is fine. It's no worse than some of these other grounds. Like, I went down to Valentine, as I was touching on before the show, the week before last. They've got one toilet cubicle that's not in the change room that's shared between men and women if you go, and you pay $10 to get in. Like, Cooks Hill can't be worse than that, can it?
No,
I've
never been to Cooks Hill. Yeah, I've never been
there. Because they play inside the athletics track in there, number two sports ground, aren't they?
Yeah, so. I believe so. Like I said, I've spent 5 years down in Melbourne last
week. Maybe they could get Usain Bolt, mate.
Maybe.
He could cut some laps around as warm-ups, as entertainment. Oh, it'd be great. Don't worry. They'd probably beat the Mariners too, the way they're going.
They probably would.
And West Wales then had the bye, mate, the Bluebells, one of the other former Premier League teams floating around down there. So that sees, as we said, Cooks Hill there, 12 points clear. Now, there's only four rounds to go in the new FM. They're on 41, Bell Swans 29, Thornton 27, South Cardiff and Westie on 25. Walls End on 24, Singleton 23, mate. It's neck and neck there. It's not much between them.
Yeah, mate. Look, yeah, as I said, it's pretty tight race, obviously, up the top. And, even down to about fifth, I believe. So
yeah. Oh, I mean, even all the way to seventh. I mean, there's only second and seventh. There's only two games. So
yeah.
I mean, there's only four to go. But then we'll just finish off that ladder. Cessnock 19, New Lambton 15, Cahaba 13, and Toronto Awaba. A bit like before Valentine. They're down on 8. It's a fair fall from grace from their former positions when they were, going back a decade and a half. They were competitors in the NPL, mate.
Yeah, 100%. As I said, when I signed for them, they were red hot, and obviously I thought, sweet, that was going to a decent club. Obviously the coaching staff.
Oh, so it's your fault, mate, the slide. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, well, that's it. Pretty much. Yeah. I left for Melbourne. I was actually still playing for them when I left. Left to go to Melbourne.
That's when it all went downhill. They shouldn't have let you go, mate. They should just offered you more, kept you here. Looking at that realistically, I mean, we did a bit of mid-season review on the pod, and. Yep. Mate, Singleton was sitting second at that point. I think, as I said to you in a message during the week, I think they've won one game since then, and it was a 3-2 get out of jail against Toronto Wobba, so that's not a good sign for them.
No, mate.
I think they're probably going to have their work cut out for them based on that. A lot of draws in that time and a few losses, but it's an interesting ladder, as I said. Cooks Hill, well, they're home and hosed in first. They've got the bye this weekend, and pretty much all they're going to do now is determine the shape of the rest of it. We've sort of gone through and identified a few of the games, and in the biggest, mate, the last round, Belmont Swansea play West Walls End.
Yep.
Thornton play South Cardiff. Like, mm-hmm. So that's second to fifth at the moment. I mean, it could realistically come down to that last weekend.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, obviously, you've got Bell Swans in second, Thornton in third. I think that's going to change. I'm hoping it's going to change.
Well, mate, Bell Swans have by far the hardest run home. They play South Cardiff, who are sitting fourth. They play West Walls End, who are fifth, and they also have a bye in there, which, as we touched on in the NPL, the bye really hurts you here because you don't get any points for it. It's essentially a game in hand. The full-time whistle sounds there. I don't think we had any goals in the second half.
No, it was 2-1 victory to Olympic. Then.
2-1 victory to Olympic in the 20s. As I was saying, so it really hurts that bye. So, mate, I've actually got them in huge danger of missing the finals because their schedule. Basically, if you look at the addition of it, theirs is by far the hardest there, the ratings. I mean, the next worst is Cooks Hill or Home West Walls End, sorry. So, but there's a fair gap to a lot of those other sides in terms of it. So that bye is really going to hurt them. Looks like reasonably good news for your boys in Thornton. And they've got the easiest run home because they've got Cahaba and New Lambton on the way home, as well as Walls End, who's sitting sixth, and South Cardiff, who are also below them. So everyone they play is below them, which is,
hopefully,
that's what you're after.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Just 12
mate.
Points and finish second, that'd be great.
That's it, just a home fight. Hey, you see me, mate. That's what I'm after. Yeah, 2 minute walk down the road.
Wander down with a few cans on the hill,
absolutely,
mate.
Absolutely, mate. That's it.
What's the facility like down there at Thorn? Where do they play?
It's not too bad. Obviously, behind the shopping centre there at Thorn.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the old cricket ground, I believe. So, it's pretty big pitch. So,
we got a bar. That's all that matters, mate. Well, there's some football and some beer. You're set on a weekend.
Well, I still look at it as a cricket ground, mate, so I just bring me on.
Yeah. until they stop you, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, not that we condone not supporting your local club, but yeah, do you.
Yeah, that's it. You're responsible.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, so as I said, Cooks Hill, they've got a pretty reasonable run home. They've got the bye, they've got West Wallsend, and then Toronto, which, you know, they'll bank 3 points there, that'll just bolster their lead. Again, I think the cutoff here is going to be a little bit higher. I'm looking at maybe 34 points.
Yep.
33, I don't think will quite get you there. So there's not going to be much that will separate. As I said, that last round, it's going to be very crucial, the result. I've tipped West Wallsend to roll Bell Swans. I think West Wallsend are coming into some really good form, and that could see them come out and Westy come in. But so as I said, Bell Swans have got South Cardiff, Cessnock, which they'd be banking the 3 points there. But again, they're going to need probably six on the way home. So they're going to need to, realistically, a win and two draws probably won't be quite enough. It might be with goal difference, but you don't want to rely on goal difference when theirs isn't. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not great. Your boys Thornton, mate, as I said, Cahybra and New Lambton, they play both of them. They also play Wallsend at home and then finish with South Cardiff away, which again, I mean, it could be a difference between finishing second and fifth these games.
Yeah, look, as I said, hopefully the boys can just get away without any injuries, and obviously especially out of Southie, because like there, that'll be pretty crunch, obviously, with obviously the way the finals work out, first playing fourth, obviously, and second playing third. So yeah, look, you know, we'll see what happens, and yeah, come on Thornton, I reckon.
Yeah, lovely, mate. You could end up having to play South Cardiff in back-to-back weeks, depending on or 3 weeks in a row it'll be, depending on how it all pans out, mate. So that could be really interesting.
100%.
There'll be some bruised boys after three games against South Cardiff, I would have thought. speaking of South Cardiff, they sit in fourth. They've got a big game this weekend. They take on Bell Swans, which will certainly start to shape things up a little bit. They do head down to Blacksmiths to play that one. Then they host Singleton at home, host Cahybra again. They'll be hoping to bank maximum points. But Singleton, yeah, they haven't won many, but they haven't lost that many either. They've been having a lot of draws.
That's it. Draw could be enough. You know what I mean?
It certainly could. But it can also harm your chances a little there. And then they finish off with your boys Thornton, as we said, at home at Yallingar there.
Yep.
Next up, mate, Westie. Now, they've got an interesting one. They take on in the... Well, I'm going to call it a local derby, but it's not really. Wallsend over at the Gardens this week. They then take on Cooks Hill, Toronto, who they'll have to bank 3 points against, and Bell Swans. So I really think they're going to need to target. They definitely need to win this weekend, and I've got them with that because Wallsend haven't been in the best form. Only just got out of jail against Cahybra last week.
Yep.
But Wallsend on their day can turn up, and it's a bit of a different venue to go and play at the Gardens.
Yeah, it's a weird facility. I think I played there once, I think, and yeah, it's completely different. It's, you know, you look around you and that, and you've got a dog track, and
I feel like there should be a crowd there. Yeah. There's generally not much.
Yeah, they should play when the dogs are on. Obviously, the crowd would be massive.
Imagine one gets loose. It'd just be like those videos on Bar TV Sports with the kangaroos in Canberra running through the field.
100%.
But yeah, so West Wallsend. Wallsend, as we said, they play Westie this weekend at home. They then take on your boys Thornton up at Thornton. Then they take on Cooks Hill and finish with New Lambton, by which point I think it's going to be a little bit too little too late. They're probably going to need 9, probably 10 points at least out of those four games, and that's going to take at least a draw, if not a win, over Cooks Hill. So talking to the Cooks Hill boys, they're looking to continue building the pressure. They're not the sort of side that's going to park the bus or rest players or any of that sort of stuff. So
No, mate.
Saying that, their leading goal scorer did have the week off last week to go to a wedding, but they didn't seem to miss him with their 5-0 win. So
yeah, no, they'll be itching to hit 50 points, I think. So I believe they can get there. That's where they'll be aiming, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, if they win everything from here, they can end up on 53. So they can, 50. Sorry, yep, because they got the bye this week. My bad. And then that sees us down to Singleton, who, realistically, in the mathematics of it all, are the last ones that can make it. I mean, Cessnock could with four wins, but I can't see that happening. The form they're in. And Singleton, they have New Lambton at home, then they take on Southie, and then Cessnock, and then the bye. But they'd need to win all three of those games to get there with that bye last. It's crueled them, and their fall from grace has been more rapid than that of Charlestown.
They were obviously flying at one point there, and obviously, yeah, something happened. I'd love to know what happened there, but yeah, they've dropped significantly, and I think it's going to end their season.
Yeah, mate. Now, having a look at those strength of rosters that I've done up here again, I think It's going to crawl. I've got it crawling Belmont, Swansea, and also Walls End. So I think the difficulty is probably going to just stall their momentum and see them fall out of those positions, leaving Cooks Hill obviously with the minor premiership. I've then got South Cardiff and Westie finishing second and third, and your boys Thornton finishing fourth. Not ideal having to play Cooks Hill first, but at the end of the day, if you're going to win the comp, you're probably going to have to beat them.
Yeah, mate, yeah, 100%. Look, you know, firstly, I think Cooks Hill's going to obviously win the comp. Obviously, Thornton, I reckon, will still stay obviously up the top, and they'll topple Bell Swans and get into second spot. Bell Swans will drop, obviously, to third.
Yep.
And I reckon Southie will sneak in the four there, and, you know, may obviously give Cooks Hill hopefully a run for their money.
That'd be ideal, I think, because South Cardiff are known as a physical side, so if they soften up Cooks Hill, even if they lose to them for you,
100%.
You guys go in against Bell Swans with a win after this weekend. Confidence, mate. All roads lead to Thornton Silly Sunday Mad Monday.
Yeah, I'll join in on that, mate.
Yeah, exactly right. So that's pretty much our wrap, mate. There's not huge significant differences there. A couple of differences of opinion, but I think we've both locked in that you'd be a brave man to back against the Edgeworth Cooks Hill double, and I don't think it'll pay too much. But it'd be nice to see, say, a Thornton Lampton. You know, it's hard to say you'd like to see Lampton as a change of pace considering they're defending premiers, but it feels like it almost, doesn't it, with Edgeworth, the perennial achievers there.
Yeah, mate. Look, as I said, I think the only thing I'm hoping, as I said, former side of obviously Toronto. Obviously, I think the only chance they've got of picking up 3 points will be this weekend against Cessnock. So, fingers crossed for them, hopefully. Hopefully, they can make double figures.
Their grand final this weekend. Yeah, considering they finished with Westie and Cooks Hill and a bye, yeah. So, that'll be a good one. So, we'll get behind the Stags there. Troy Halpin double to get them home, mate. That'd be excellent. Yeah. Bring back the glory days.
Need more than that, I think.
Yeah, exactly right, mate. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a high-scoring affair, though, mate.
Yeah.
I think they've got some pretty average defences, those two sides. But yep. Bit of a shout-out. I think New Lampton are only in the early days of their new FM careers. Started out the season very slowly. Mm-hmm. Started to build, and they're now climbing the ladder with a couple of wins in recent weeks. So, mate, good to see some, as much as it's disappointing to see some of the stronger teams of yesteryear, yeah, like the Stags. And even, the likes of South Cardiff probably not sitting at the top, when they've, yep. I mean, they've played in the FFA Cup round of 32, yeah, not that
100%,
long ago. 100%. Mate, it's good to see some of those sides, the newer sides, starting to mix it up there. And I guess at the end of the day, that's what we need for soccer to continue to develop, or football to continue to develop in Newcastle and the Hunter.
Very much so, mate, 100%. Agree.
We might finish off, mate, with the FFA Cup. It starts, we're sitting here Wednesday the 18th, so it starts next Wednesday. And the draw did us a few favours in terms of the local sides, and then we got one on each of the three match nights.
Yeah, mate, yeah, 100%. Obviously, the Jets up there at the Gold Coast, and you've got Magic down in Canberra, and obviously Charlestown in Melbourne.
Yeah, so we'll start off with next Wednesday, mate, 7:30 down at Deakin Stadium. Now, it's a, I had a look at a few stats here. Deakin Stadium, 1,500-seat capacity.
Yep.
Canberra FC, formerly known as Canberra Croatia and Canberra Deakin. Up against Broadmeadow Magic, so a bit of a cultural clash, mate, you might say. They've all changed their names a lot in the NPL to avoid some of it, but there's still those over tiers behind them.
Yeah. Look, as I said, it'll be an interesting clash. Obviously, Broadmeadow not in the worst forms, obviously at this stage, obviously, of the season. And look, Canberra, they're sitting top, but obviously not as snug as they would like. Obviously, 1 point ahead of the second place side, so it'll be interesting. Maybe obviously a fair few goals, I'm predicting. Obviously, yeah. Canberra's got the leading goal scorer at the moment with 14 goals. I believe Thomas James is his name. Obviously, 14 goals there down in Canberra, and obviously you've got Vigili on 12, obviously, and Bradbury with 10. Vigili, chances are he won't be there, so Bradbury step up.
Maybe it's a little disappointing, but. A little bit of history on them too. I was doing a bit of research, I said here before.
Yeah.
Big Jets fans that we are. The great man, Nikolai Topol-Stanley, is actually a Canberra FC boy originally, mate. So,
yeah, I wouldn't have predicted that.
So that's where he hails from. And they've also got on their contract list at the moment, I don't know if you remember Kofi Danning that played for Sydney FC, the Ivory Coast, Ghana.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's contracted to them at the moment, so... Yeah, a couple of things there. They were one of the premier teams down there. As you said, they are leading at the moment. They haven't finished that well in the last couple of years, fourth and fifth. So I think this is probably, of the two NPL sides, a bigger chance for a win.
Yeah.
I see, like yourself, I think there'll be plenty of goals, and I'm going to go Broadmeadow to get it done 3-1.
Yeah, mate, yeah. Look, as I said, I reckon plenty of goals. I'm going 3-0 Magic, personally, I don't think.
Both backing 3 goals, so put your house in that. Yeah, beautiful, mate, yeah, lovely. Yeah,
100%.
All right, well, that's good. That's the first of them at the smallest of the grounds. The next one, mate, Wednesday the 1st of August, 7:30 again, Olympic Park Village Ground, Heidelberg's home ground, 12,000 seat capacity, so a few more fitting there. I don't think that'll be a sellout, but a little bit bigger than Lyle Carr that we're at tonight. Charlestown travel down to take on Heidelberg United Warriors, who are, unfortunately, the defending NPL premiers.
Yeah, mate, look, as I said, spent 5 years down in Melbourne, spent 3 of those 5 years in Heidelberg, supporting, obviously, the Heidelberg Warriors. Been to the ground plenty of times. Charlestown are going to have a very, very tough night at the office. They are a well-organised outfit. There's well and truly a good reason why they are champions, obviously, in the NPL, because they are just on fire at the moment. And
I've heard they've got some pretty decent crowd support behind them too. Is this the case, mate?
Yeah, 100%.
A few little groups there that are known to target some opposition players that might be, what's the term one of my mates from Victoria used? A few sandwiches short of a picnic.
Yep.
They're going to have a field day, he said, with Lubo. They'll be into Lubo, because Lubo obviously played down there.
Pretty much. Yeah, I can't remember if he was born. I think he was born over in, but he brought his family down in Melbourne. Obviously pretty much calls Melbourne home. So yeah, I dare say they're going to have a bit of fun with Lubo.
That'd be interesting to see if he can keep his mind on the game, because we know if he doesn't, it could be very entertaining.
Yeah, I'd say all his family's going to be down there for that one.
Yeah, mate. So as we said, they were the premiers in the... They won the premiership, not the championship, in the Victorian NPL last year. They won the NPL, finished second the year before, third the year before that. They're the club that's produced Kevin Muscat and Daniel Heffernan, of Central Coast Mariners fame. So if there's any other reason I want to see them lose than producing Kevin Muscat, I don't think I need it.
Yeah, look, as I said... They've got a few good players there. Obviously, you've got Tom Cahill, English-born, sitting on about 10 goals at the moment. Obviously, I don't think he's the leading goal scorer, but he's well and truly...
Very consistent.
He is very consistent, obviously, this season, obviously, in a few other... the last couple of seasons as well. Definitely knows where the back of the net is, and I think he'll find it again against Charlestown. And obviously, as well, another good player, obviously, Harry Noon. Some may or may not have seen the YouTube clip of him getting absolutely wiped out by the corner flag. It was about 8 weeks ago now, but if you haven't seen it, jump on YouTube.
I'll have to suss that out, and I'll put it up on the Sportscastle page for everyone to laugh, mate.
Harry Noon, mate, it was an absolute cracker, knocked himself out.
Lovely, mate. So what's the tip for this one, mate? I'm guessing you're going to be going with your second home team, Heidelberg, and by how much?
Yeah, I don't think Charlestown's got a hope, mate. I think 4-0, Heidelberg.
Be a very social trip then, I would have thought. Yeah, I might not emblazon it so badly. I might stick with the same score on the other one, but Heidelberg again to get it done 3-1. The final match, mate, it's a Tuesday night, not the Wednesday night, the 7th of August, 7:30. They've moved it to what they're calling Robina Stadium because of the sponsorship rights, but known by many as Cbus Super Stadium, home of the Gold Coast Titans.
Been there, nice stadium.
Yeah, mate, they'll probably get more of a crowd there than they get for a Titans game, which would be great. And in what is a familiar theme, Gold Coast Knights, formerly Gold Coast Croatia, seems to be the go for the Newcastle teams, will host the Newcastle Jets. Now, they're in the third tier at the moment, currently in the Gold Coast Premier League, and they're sitting a game clear, but they've been the dominant force over the last few years there, and are scheduled, they will be promoted to the NPL in 2019, and there's some big talks that they've got some funding behind them, and we'll look to recruit fairly heavily, and we'll be within the mix of the Gold Coast NPL as they expect next year.
Yeah, look, as it will, hopefully they get it, and obviously hopefully they can obviously organise themselves out and be obviously competitive, obviously, in the NPL up there. So, yeah, look, it's going to be big ask for them, I think, up there, and you know, hopefully they can get obviously a lot of support behind them, and plenty of goals, obviously. The more goals the Jets score for them could be, at the end of the day, a winner, with obviously all the money going to them per goal. So,
yeah, exactly right, mate. I think the Jets will win this one fairly comfortably, which is good. It'd be nice to get out of the round of 32 for change. If we don't get out of this one, mate, it's dire straits. But as we say, I'm going to go with the Jets to get this one done. I'm going to go 4-1 in this one. I just think the Jets will be too strong. I'm going to look for... the Sportscastle boys, we've got the Hoff squad, so I'm going to go for the Hoff first and last goal scorer.
First and last goal scorer, look at it. I'd say I'm thinking 3-0. I think they're going to go in relatively not hard or anything like that. They'll go in pretty easy, and You know, just obviously, you know, they're just starting out. Obviously, the Gold Coast, obviously, well until the end of the season. So I think I'll just take it nice and cruisy, get the points needed and get through the first round, hopefully.
Fingers crossed, mate. Well, just a bit of a wrap, mate, as we hear the kickoff whistle go for the Premier League here, mate. So we'll be able to sit and enjoy this one. Thanks very much for your time. We'll make sure to put a bit of a link up for you and share your show, mate, because there's plenty of more in-depth insight for those guys that are a bit more football-oriented than I am. I mean, I love my football and love getting down to the NPL and getting to the Jets games, as we've talked about. But, yeah, hopefully we can send a bit of our traffic your way, and hopefully we can catch up again as we lead into the A-League season, mate, and see how things are going.
Yeah, look, as I said, guys, I'm going to be doing a fair bit of heavy stuff, obviously, on the Jets, pretty much, obviously, before the match, analysts, obviously, after the game, see how the game went. And hopefully, like I said, I've got a few contacts in there, obviously, and hopefully I'll be able to get a few interviews and obviously with players and staff maybe and so forth. And, look, as I said, guys, come check out my gear. As I'm just starting out, so not too much there at the moment, but also part of the Lads Entertainment Network with obviously a couple of other mates. We do a fair bit of heavy Premier League content. So
this is the right time of the year for that too, mate.
Just starting out, so yeah.
Just so I can decide before I air this, what colours do you wear for the Premier League, mate?
Die-hard Liverpool fan.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm a Man City fan, but anyway, that's a whole other story.
Better than United.
Well, that's true, yeah. So at least you guys aren't the imposters in red, so.
That's it, mate.
Lovely. Well, thanks very much for your time, mate. As we said, guys, check out Lads Entertainment Network and Crossbar Capers is your channel.
Crossbar Capers is my channel, yep.
Yep, we're smashing Crossbar Podcast on there. We'll put some links up to those. We'll also see if we can find that picture of old mate getting taken out by the corner flags. That'll be entertaining. And thanks again, mate. And hopefully, as I said, we'll catch up soon, leading into hopefully round of 16 or the quarterfinals and then the A-League season.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for having me. And hopefully, a few more.